I've got Claire Breen from Whitefield and Beaufort Killorglin. Claire, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry.
We're all talking about fuel and disruption on the roads. You're trying to get things going on the roads. Tell me about Whitefield and the campaign for a bus service.
Yes, there's no bus. There is a bus that leaves Killorglin to Killarney. It's a link bus. It goes over the bridge, Beaufort Bridge, goes into Beaufort, turns around, and people might get on or they mightn't, and it goes back into Killarney. But we have no service out this road, meaning Beaufort Village via Churchtown, via St. John of God's, via Maynard's Cross, via Alan Dorney Road into Killarney, Killorglin.
So there's a bus on the other way, the other road. This would be
the main road. It goes on the main road. Yeah.
So you're talking the N72 to get into Killarney via that way. But you're campaigning for a local link bus on your road.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. For the last 3 years. And also I petitions out and they're obviously swept under the carpet somewhere. So I don't know what happened then.
Okay, do you think the route would be busy enough? Who would be using it?
Oh, very busy, because it was about 800 people signed the petition, and there would have been more if I had a car and I was able to go around to all the houses around here or even everywhere. There is no service, and if I want to go to town, it's 18 euros down and 18 euros back. 4 miles to Killorglin from here, Whitefield. And from Whitefield to Beaufort Village, it's another 4 miles. So in total then, it's 7 miles from Beaufort to Killarney. Instead of going the main road, it should come this road. We have nothing up here. Yeah. You can get my truth.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And you're saying between everything else you're talking about, the number of people who would be there, the St. John of God's have huge numbers of people going to and from every day.
To visit their loved ones up there. There'd be more people up going up there. And also, if you want to go to the doctor's appointment in Killorglin or even to collect a prescription, it's going to cost you €36 return by taxi.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's only three taxis operating in Killorglin. And one is more expensive. You wouldn't get them. So
you'd also be taking in Kate Kearney's cottage, a tourist attraction, Gapeth, and Lowther Beaufort Village, on towards Killarney Town.
There you go. Now you're talking. So it's badly, badly needed. And I would be out there hitching on the road. But the weather is terrible. So, and it's a bit dangerous. And I have to walk on the... You should walk on the other side, but I have to walk if I'm to walk to turn around to hitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm a pensioner.
I can imagine. Yes, go on. Sorry, go on, Claire.
I'm a pensioner, so if I go down to Killorglin and say 4 trips, if I had to, it's 180 in total per week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a total disgrace. That's and it's not me. There's everybody else, all the other community living around, all the people. They've been giving out about it.
Yeah, and I know Deputy Michael Cahill and Minister Michael Healy raised the issue as well in the Dáil. Claire, there is the National Transport Authority. We've got on to them for a comment. Would you welcome at least, I suppose, just find a trial, to trial it for a while to see what the demand would be like, to see if it would pay its way or would be viable for local
insurers. Sure. Absolutely. Because once it starts up and running, I'm going to tell you now, there will be people getting it. Even people, you know, there's Kilgobnet, Maynard's Cross, they could always just drive down and leave their car somewhere and hop on the bus into town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You understand me? So if I was to go to Killarney, I have a bus pass. It's no good to me because it's going to cost me 18 euros to go down for the bus and 18 back What's the point?
Okay, Claire, listen, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens. We'll get a response, hopefully, from the NTA as to what their proposal is, as to whether there will be a bus for that route or not. If you have a view on what Claire said, as Claire Breen on the line there, what is campaigning for that bus on that route, since there are several different important stop-offs that would generate enough traffic and enough customers to get that bus every day to make it viable. Claire Breen, living in Whitefield in Beaufort there.